You're listening to the Student Union Elections 2026 on University Radio Nottingham. Your vote, your union, your voice. This candidate has applied for Union President.
My name is Robert O'Connor, and I am doing another Pulse interview for the Student Union Elections. Today I am going to be interviewing another candidate within them. Could you please introduce yourself for us and what role you're going to go for?
My name is Rifa Shain, and I'm running for the meantime I'm a VP for the postgrad and international students, and I'm going to rerun for the president of the SU.
What inspired you to run for president of the SU?
There are so many things which really inspired me to rerun of this year. One is that I have a previous experience of presidency. This is one of the things. Second, I always remain on management positions. So I love to lead the people, guide the people, the important thing. And then other is I already took some initiatives. So I want to complete those initiatives because I believe continuity and completions.
Okay. And what would you want to do as SU president?
As I said that I took some initiatives, so I already working on it. Like, for example, fair assessment and feedback mechanism, student engagement in Future Nottingham, and the university fellowship program, which should be accessible for all university students. So university students, after completing their graduation, they can apply so they can have their career opportunity.
Okay. Oh, very nice. So I'm now going to be asking you a few more informal questions, sort of more about you. I'm going to start with, if you were a type of biscuit, what type of biscuit would you be?
Oh, I never think about myself that I'll be a biscuit. For example, if I'll be a biscuit, so maybe I'll be a biscuity, because I believe it's baked twice, which make it hard and it cannot be crumbled in the hot situations. So it suits on my leadership personality. So I love to have biscuity.
Biscotti, very good choice. I like the metaphor. Let's bring it to a sort of desert island disc scenario where you're put on a desert island and you have to bring three songs or three albums which mean a lot to you with you. What three songs or albums would you bring with you?
Oh, I'll be alone, so I need to have something. So if I'll talk about the songs or album, I'll first go for the Nusrat Fateh Ali songs, which is not song, it's like praise of God, which is Wahi Khuda Hai. It's mean that there's a God who's giving you the power, and when you don't have everything, he can make everything for you. This is a one. And then second, I love to have like I Can Fly, because it's giving you the positive and confidence on yourself that you have a skills and you have a power, you can do whatever you want. And then third one, like 50 miles, which is If I Miss the Train, because it's giving you a feeling of the international students who are really far, like more than 50 miles from their homes. So I'll go for all these songs and album.
I love that last one. The mile song, that's a great one. If you could bring a book, what book would you bring?
Oh, the book. I love Urdu poetry. So I'll take the poetry books of Allama Iqbal. He is a national hero of Pakistan, because he gave the dream or the hope to the nations, that if you don't have any hope or if you don't have any vision, you can't initiate your missions or your action toward, right? And I love to have Parveen Shakir poetry books. She is a female, but she has confidence on herself, and she her poetry based on empathy, humanity, and love and peace.
Wow, really lovely. If you could bring one luxury item for a non-survival purpose, what would you bring?
Oh, so as I made some plan for the books and listening a song, so I'll make a plan to keep the things which I can enjoy all these things. So I'll take my mobile phone, I'll take my AirPod, I'll take battery, and I'll take light. So if in the dark, so I can read the books even.
Okay, very good. Now, if you could have dinner with three celebrities, either dead or alive, who would you want to have dinner with?
So I would like to have dinner in my life, I wish, with ex-prime minister, which is Imran Khan, because he has very strong personality, and he has a crush of the almost 90% population in Pakistan. And because he believe on his decisions and his confidence, so if you have something, you can do it. So I wish I can.
Okay. No, that's a interesting guest. We're going to take it to more sort of general life questions. What or who has been your biggest influence?
Same. The person I said.
Okay.
The Imran Khan, because everyone will accept that the Imran Khan, he is emotionally and mentally, he's very strong. So if he decided something, he will follow that thing. So for the strong leader, I believe that it's really important skills that if you want to do something, you need to follow your dream.
What is a particular moment of pride that you felt in your life?
After joining here?
I would say just in your life in general, any particular high moment that you'd like to reflect on?
So I'll focus first when I work here as IC officer. So this is not a title, this is not a monetary benefits. But when I guide the students during their exams or for the assignment, and when they came back and they said, oh, I got a good marks because of your guidance, I feel that moment as pride for me. And when I talk on national level, for example, NUS conference or RGSU conference for the international students or student issues, that moment I really feel proud myself.
Okay, that's very nice to hear. For a last question, what would be something that might surprise people about you?
Surprise people? I don't know. The people, they never express that they are surprised because I believe on transparency. So people knows me very well that how I will react and how I will work with them. So they are very much familiar with me because I always remain open book for them.
Okay. Rifa, it's been an absolute pleasure interviewing you. My name is Rob O'Connor, and this has been a Pulse interview. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the Student Union Elections on URN 1350. Your vote, your union, your voice. Voting opens on the 9th of March 2026 at 9 a.m. and closes on the 13th of March at 12 midday. Make sure you have your say.